Coach, where have you seen the biggest growth in Patrick? Obviously, you were a guy who followed him around for the most part last year. Where have you seen his biggest areas of growth and improvement from last year to where he's at now?
Absolutely. One big point of emphasis for Pat was his feet and his footwork. He put in a ton of work all last year and coming up into, through the offseason right here. So I think that's right now is where I'm the most happy with where Pat's at with his footwork.
Have you been surprised with how much better? Because he said last week he's gotten a lot better taking snaps under center. That was something obviously he didn't do at Texas Tech. What's been your impression of that so far?
Yeah, I mean, like he's made constant improvement every single day, and that's what we're looking for.
A big part of Mahomes, and this is interesting, between local and national media, just there doesn't seem to be a ton of red flags. It's not that you would see one or say that. Sort of weaknesses. So what, is it footwork? Where are you saying, okay, this is the part of the game we need to work on?
Right. So in our quarterback room, we're going to strive to perform at a really high level. And so we're coaching him hard. He's putting in a ton of work. And so, it'd be doing him a disservice if I told him there was only one thing he needed to work on. So, I mean, we're working to fine-tune every single aspect of playing the quarterback position.
And he's pretty accepting of, okay, I want to know.
Yeah, that's the best part. He's been a pleasure to work with, a pleasure to coach, and, I mean, like I said, he's putting in a ton of hours. He's going behind the scenes, working with guys individually. I'm really proud of where he's at right now.
So, despite him being him being 22, could you see him as a leader in the locker room as far as being able to
Lead
some of these veteran guys?
Absolutely. I think very early on, even in his rookie year, he was taking that role on. In conjunction, within his role as a backup, he was being a leader. Those young guys that were coming in his class and on the practice field, on the scout team, working with those guys, very detailed person. So, absolutely.
Frank, I know you spent a lot of time with Pat all last season, but the Denver game, just the game, but the week leading up to the Denver game, did you learn anything about him that week?
Yeah, I think we all did. We all saw how competitive he is. We all saw how great of a leader he is. And then his ability to after something that didn't go right through an interception early, he bounced right back and led the team down, got a field goal, then also came back in the two-minute drill and then won the game at the end of the season. I thought throughout the entire game, though, he kept his poise. He was very demonstrative of what we wanted to do. He made a ton of checks at the line. I thought he operated and performed to win the game and play to win the game.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the significance of that last possession.
Yeah.
He re-entered the game.
Yeah.
That's uncommon, isn't it, for someone in that experience and I guess that defense, that tell you a lot about him.
Absolutely, and it goes to his competitive nature. And honestly, when he came back in, we all knew we were going to go back down and win, either score a touchdown or kick the game-winning field goal.
Mike, do you find yourself wanting to harness the gunslinger mentality or feed into it?
Yeah, we're always going to stay aggressive on the offense, and that's our mentality. Obviously, we want to play within the system, but we're going to have an aggressive mindset.
Get to know them a little bit better. How important is that chemistry as a young guy coming in to build that with those guys, the veterans they've been here for so long?
Right, and he's done that throughout this entire offseason. He's taken those guys separately away from the facility and done workouts with them, not only last year, but even after practice he would come and take them and throw certain routes they needed to work with. That's one thing where he's taken a big step into that leadership role, is starting to collect guys and bring them with him a little bit more. And as he continues to build off that, I think it's going to be really impressive.
You like what you see last your backup, Chad? Just general evaluation.
Yeah. Chad's done a great job since he got in. He's a smart guy, obviously, and he's a veteran. So he knows a lot of these. He's running a lot of these plays, just a little different verbiage. But he's getting it. I think he's taking really good steps. He's taken Pat. He's taking those young guys all kind of and helping those guys out too, which has been great. He's been a great sounding board for Pat. And he has those great experiences that I think we all can respect.